The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me on this fantastic Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. I hope everyone's having a good week so far. I'm having not too bad of a week, in case anyone asked, and no one did. Thank you all the same. But I wanted to also say hello to Adam back at the studio tonight. How are you doing, Adam?
Doing well. Hello, sir. How has your week been there?
Well, a little late than never. I'm sure you're going to ask that regardless, right?
And actually, just, I was anyways, because normally it's how you been.
Yeah, right. Exactly. How's your week been so far?
Monday, I grilled steak, so it started off well. Grilled steak and sushi. I introduced my father-in-law, who's living with us, to the joys of sushi, and he didn't like it.
You grilled sushi?
No, I grilled the steak had the sushi inside, and I used the rice to, sop up the juice, so you get beef and fish at the same time.
Beef and fish. I like both of them. I do notice I was not invited to that, but that's okay. I'm sure that was just a mistake.
It was actually a whim. So,
no, it sounds very good. It sounds very good, and the weather is getting much better out here for sure. And that sounds great. I'm thinking about doing some steak this weekend as well. It's funny how we talk about food a lot on the show, isn't it? When you and I get on together,
we really do. And the one time we were going to devote an episode to food, we didn't talk about it.
I felt bad. You were a sick man. I didn't want to make it bad for you. I care. That's my problem.
Thank you for caring.
That's my one Achilles heel right there is caring too much.
Sadly, it is. And I hate saying that because, you've got this whole dark gothling demeanor going on. But no, it really is your one downfall.
My dark demeanor with my green hoodie. Yeah,
it was black. That's 22 years old. She's been through the washer a lot.
I own two pieces of clothes, and they're both hoodies and nothing else. Adam and I have talked a lot about coming up over the last week or so, how we look forward to these Wednesday nights because we have on with a psychic medium, Refined Divine Deb. We're going to be doing one question readings tonight, as we always do, plus the fact that Deb is, she does mediumship live on these things, too, which is still really, to me, it's just special. I know that's just how she operates, but to me, that's really special to be able to do that. So, Deb, how are you tonight?
I'm great, thanks.
Wow, you're so lively before the show, and now is this your on air personality that we are getting here tonight? Or
I'm fantastic, Greg. Thank you so much for asking. I can't wait to get started.
So how's your ears, Adam? Good? How's the board? Is
it's smoking right now? Give me a minute.
It's funny because FCC has this thing called legal audio, and I think that is no longer – it's because it just breaks through. There's all that little glass that's on those meters. I heard them smashing over at the station. So, but, I asked for it, and that's good. So, hey, you know what I wanted to ask you? I didn't ask you before we got on here. What's going on coming up for you, like appearances and stuff? What should we know about?
Okay, so this weekend we are in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and then next weekend we're in Toma, Wisconsin. DeForest.
Oh yeah,
DeForest, Wisconsin, and then Toma, Wisconsin.
And once again,
you're going to gallery in all three.
Okay, a gallery at all three, and once again, folks, to. Yeah. to be able to see where Refined Divine is going to be, you could go over to refineddivinepsychic.com. You're going to see not only where she's going to be at, but you're also going to be able to see all the services, classes, the retreats, everything else that she offers as well. And plus, go and seek out her Facebook page, Refined Divine. There is so much that she posts. Honestly, it's fantastic. And so definitely check all that out. Tonight, we're going to be doing one question readings. And I invite everybody to do it two ways. Number one, put your questions in the comments section. Go ahead, put in whatever you want to ask. You know, the things that we prefer not being asked is, you know, like medical stuff, like, you know, I got a pain in my leg. What does that mean? It means that you need to go to the doctor. You know, I'm just going to field this one for Deb. You need to go to the doctor. Okay. You can also call in, and the number is, and we're already getting calls. And once again, my dear friends, calling gets you to the top of the list. It's just how it works. You just go. It's the VIP treatment at KTNF AM 950, and that's just how it works. Call in 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We're going to ask a favor tonight because we want to try to get through as many as we can. Just Deb doesn't want any like background information about like your question. She just wants the question itself. Because that's just what she needs. That's all she needs to be able to give you the reading that you're asking for. That way we can also kind of move folks along as well. We all would love to hear background and stuff, but sometimes we just want to make sure that we get people through as quick as we can. The other thing, we talked about medical. We also don't want politics either. I don't want to hear about politics. My show has been pretty much apolitical. Does that sound good, Deb?
Yes, absolutely. That's another reason why I chose your show, Apolitical.
Apolitical. We don't want to talk about any of it. And in fact, why don't we get started? Let's go to Heather. Heather, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you tonight?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We're doing great, actually. What you got for Deb tonight?
Hi, Deb. Just wondering if I should make an offer on the house I looked at today.
I just got a yes. My heart rose way up. It looks like it's going to be a really good thing for you. Getting your own space, being alone is what I keep hearing. Woohoo! Let the party begin.
That's an understatement.
Does that sound about right?
Yes, yes.
yeah, that's what I'm here. Let the party begin.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Does that help? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I was going to leave it up to her. Well, not literally up to her, but anyway, yeah, no, it makes total sense.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So then you're going to send us pictures once you get settled in of the house and how much you're enjoying it and everything else, right?
Yes, I will. I'll have a party even.
Heather's like, no, I'm not doing that. You're
I want to be alone, dang it.
Yeah. Well, see, I knew it. I could feel it.
Yep.
I'm alone again. I'm alone again.
That's it.
That's great. Yeah, well, that's perfect. But yeah, please let us know how it turns out and stuff. And I'm looking forward to hearing that. Congratulations on your new house.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you very much. We are doing one question readings tonight with the fantastic psychic medium, Refined Divine. We're talking whatever's on your mind, just, you know, no medical, no political. And it's meant to help you out, maybe bring through Uncle Charlie. I don't know. These are special nights for us. So please give us a call, 952-946-6205, or you can put something into the comments. And we have Joshua into the comments. I'm going to put this on here. Joshua says, good evening. Does Refined Divine think the healing will continue?
So when I look into the energy of that, Josh, absolutely. Every step you're taking is towards the betterment of self. And you, there's a lot of new discovery as of late, right? With like who you are. It's more emotional than it is medical. What is going on is definitely emotional. So don't worry about that. I just felt like a shift towards worrying about medical. It's more emotional for you. So understanding that once you decide that this is going to be a betterment for your life, then you're going to take that step to do that. But it's just about knowing that's where it's going. Like I'm just hearing like your guides are saying, you just got to know where you're going and making sure that you keep that focus and not letting that down, you know, because when you start self-doubt yourself and you start to think about other things other than being better, like when you concentrate on the bad, not the good, then you're going to go backwards. So always just focusing on the positive is what I keep hearing.
And you know, Josh was so sweet. He's like, hope mine wasn't medical. It wasn't meant to be. I, you know, personally, when Joshua put that in there, that never even crossed my mind about it being medical. You know, I totally understand the need to heal and the journey that we're all on, right?
Well, it comes from, you know, sickness is emotional, you know? So when we think about that, all emotions become ailments and diseases inside the body. Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, the best book ever written on how emotions are illnesses. And also the Encyclopedia of Ailments and Diseases is amazing. I've helped a lot of people help heal their lives with understanding the emotions cause things in our bodies. So, So just staying positive is what I hear. Stay positive.
And that's great. And Joshua, I hope that number one, that this helps you, but I do hope that that healing does continue. Joshua has been, you know, putting comments in a number of the different programs that I do. And it's always great to see him on. And I hope that everything goes well for you. Now, moving on here, once again, we're doing one question readings with psychic medium Refined Divine. What does that mean? Do you have a question that you want to know about your job? Do you want to know about love life, money, whatever else? Put it into the comments. We're going to get there. Also, you can call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. And at the moment, yeah, things are kind of slowly starting for us, getting people in. So if there's something you want to talk about, this is a good time to put it in there. Joanne says, "Can you tell me if my daughter's house will be sold soon?" And Greg, I'm not calling. I'm in Canada. Wow, that told me. she had a little bit of your fire over there for some reason. It was a fiery night. I don't know.
The daughter's house is wanting to be sold. Can you answer this for me, Joanne? Is the daughter's house wanting to be sold so that she can move closer to you? Is that a yes?
Can you put that in the comments, please? As you know, and I'm really a good radio host. I'm waiting silently while people outside of Minneapolis are like, why is what is a dead air? Joanne says yes.
Yeah, she said yes. Yeah. So I got a yes, it's going to sell. Because she has that passion for getting closer to you, it's going to go really fast. Yep.
And Joanne is another one who it's just a sweet, sweet person. So, you know, it's good to hear good things happening, whether that means the daughter moving closer and everything else. That's great news.
A lot of happiness.
Oh, move in with her. Breaking news. Breaking Joanne news.
I felt like it was to come to you. Like Spirit said right away, it was to come to you. And because of that, it was going to be fast.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's move things through here. Let's see. Okay. So Angelie here, says she's new here. She says, hi, sweetie, clearly talking to me. Can I get any guidance message for me? My Janer relationship, please. I don't know. I'm assuming that's I don't know what that is. Janer.
I don't know if that is either. But I can definitely go into this energy, and it feels like that relationship is up and down. It feels like there's a lot of pull. But, and pull by, I mean, like, it's like up and it's down. It's like roller coastery when I look into the energy of this, and it feels like we're not sure if we should or shouldn't be here or what we should do. So understanding, making a clear reasoning inside of yourself for which path you want to take, because they're saying to me that you're not making a clear decision, and understanding when you're not making a clear decision, then you're making the universe bring back multiple energies at one time, and that's a lot of the shifting that's happening. So understanding that making a choice and sticking with that and then staying on that path is going to bring what you actually want to come to fruition. So they're saying make a choice.
Absolutely.
And then I hear this song. I'm hearing the song, Take a Chance, Take a Chance, Take a Chance on Me. So somebody definitely wants you to please reach out and take that chance.
That is awesome. Oh, yes, Janer, breaking news again. Janer is her boyfriend, or is their boyfriend, excuse me. So,
Yeah, okay, great.
So there you go. That's, you know, learning a little bit, piece by piece, so... They took me at face value and it said, don't give me a lot of information. So they're really doing that.
It's totally okay. I still can read it without any information.
Why don't we go do this? Folks, we're getting questions in, but I want to see a lot more. Feel free to call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Populate your questions also in the comments. We'll read them as well. I want to take my first break. When we come back, we're going to take more questions, and we're just going to keep the show going. This is very—I love these evenings, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the questions you all have to ask. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join me over at Billy's in Anoka, along with Char Savoy, on May 1st at 6:30 p.m. for Ghost Stories and Beyond. We're going to be playing some spirit recordings, whether it's going to be recordings that we picked up through our years of paranormal investigation or ones that we really like. Like today, I posted a picture of what could be a possible Bigfoot from the 50s and 60s. I think that stuff is really fun to kind of go through and share with everybody. Once again, that's May 1st, 6:30 p.m. That's going to be at Billy's Bar and Grill in Anoka. $10 to get in. Does not include food, but don't forget, burgers are half price. Once again, we go talking about food again, because I'm always hungry. I don't know. Deb, I wonder, that's my question. Will I ever not be thinking about food 24 hours a day? Because honestly, that feels like what I do all the time, and I love it, actually.
The answer is no.
wait, no, that I'm not.
No, you won't ever stop, because that's your joy. You love it.
I do.
You know,
I do.
And so do I. And so who cares?
Well, and you know,
yeah, love what we love.
We love what we love, and I love talking about it and everything else. So yeah, no, it's absolutely. Now, once again, folks,
half price burgers, I'm there.
Right, exactly.
Anything half price.
Right, no kidding. No kidding. Once again, folks, I do implore you to, we've talked about this before, when you're getting a reading tonight from a psychic medium, Refined Divine, you're just getting a snapshot. You're just getting the one question you have answered. But there's more to a reading than just that. And that's why please go to RefinedDivinePsychic.com. You can go there, schedule a full reading. You could see that she knows what she's talking about. So if it's just one question and she's getting it right, imagine a full reading. So definitely, it's all reciprocal. It all supports everything. When you're getting a one question reading, it's also nice to support the person who's giving it to you by getting a full reading at some point. That's just kind of nice how it works. That's just me saying it, at least. Do you have any retreats coming up?
Yes. So our May 17, 18, 19 retreat, I have one spot left. Completely full, except for one spot, gotcha, which is awesome. August 23, 24, 25 in Stoddard, Wisconsin, We have 5 spaces left in that one. And then we have the August 30th retreat, and we have 10 spots left in that one. So you can go to our website and all of the information there about our upcoming retreats. We also have some one-day retreats coming up. May 5th is our next one. That one is going to be reuniting with your soul's purpose. And then we have June 16th, and that one's going to be on manifestation and aligning with learning how to manifest your best life.
That's great. And then as we talk about too, because we get a lot of, we're getting a lot of people on the program who have, you know, that they're kind of like the shell is cracking when it comes to the gifts wanting to come out and needing the help to kind of understand where they come from. And you offer a lot of classes about how it, you know, how you can do that basically.
Yes. I channel every single class. So the classes are not led by me. They're honestly led by spirit 100%. I'm able to remove myself and allow spirit to come through and teach the class as they would like. And every single class is so incredibly different by who attends, because it's always channeled to the people there. And we're telling you, people that have anxiety, people who have depression, they take the classes, and after they're done with classes, they have none of that left, because they've learned to manage their gifts and they understand why they're hearing the things they hear, and they're understanding why they feel the way that they feel, and understanding that it's not a burden at all. It's actually a gift, and how to use it. It's really quite amazing.
And I would just really ask people to take advantage of these, these gifts that Refined Divine is sharing out. That's also to help you with your gifts, because people like Deb, there's a lot of people out there who do what Deb does, but they don't do it to the ability that Deb does. Take advantage of that. You know, it's worth doing.
Well, one thing with my abilities is that I'm able to help you break through your blockages, which is just incredibly, insanely awesome to watch people flourish and for them to be able to feel good about themselves and to know that this has been all their lives, and all of a sudden they're able to see something they never saw before or hear the way they possibly could hear. It's just magic. It really is. It's only $10 a class. You spend more than that at Starbucks.
No, absolutely. It's definitely so, folks. Please check it out. RefinedDivinePsychic.com. I put it into the comments. Just click on it. Just check it out. Okay. And what we're doing here tonight is we're doing one question readings. This is you know, when a psychic does this, this is a gift to you all, to be able to just be like, I'm just going to give an hour of my time and I'm going to answer questions that are on your mind. So this is a great opportunity to take advantage of this. Let us know what's on your mind. Deb is going to help you. She's going to tell you what you need to know. And I just can't say enough about we've been doing this for a few months now. And every time I'm so impressed, Deb, with what you are able to tell people and how you're able to help them. And so when you say that that's what makes you excited, is that you can see them grow and help, I'm seeing it from my end as well, of hearing how excited people are that you are able to help them in areas that they didn't know they could get help in.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible. It really is. And I'm just as shocked as you, honestly, you guys. When it comes through me, I can observe it. And I'm just as shocked as you. I'm like, wow, psychic as bleep.
Well, look at you. You know what? Everyone grows on this program, don't they? You know, I mean, the people you're helping, the people who might swear a lot and they have to really control themselves. Adam, what do you think? I mean, does it bring a tear to your eye, or is that just me just, you know, tearing up over here?
No, you're right. There is a lot of growth. And honestly, since we've started these one question readings with her every other week, it seems like the chat also gets a lot busier and a lot happier when she's on as well.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. And so put your questions into the comments. You do get to the front of the line by calling in 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Don't be shy. You can hear Adam's voice. He's very kind. He's a very nice person. But you have to get to him before you can get to Deb. So just give a call. But let's go to the comments Mr. John says something keeps knocking on my patio door nightly, but no one there. What do you think? Well, it's me, John, first of all, and you take too long to answer the door. There might be something else, Deb. I don't know.
Yeah. So, actually, when I look into the energy of the knock, it does look, it very much looks like it's a lost soul. John, you have a lot of gifts of your own, right? You feel in you knowing things are there and you can sense it, correct? Can you give me a yes for that?
I can answer for him, but John, if you can answer, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Because what they're giving me is that it's because they know that you can, right? So when you know, they know that you can, like you send out this beacon, right? And so the souls know that you can hear them and they know that you can see them and you can sense them. And so when that's happening, you know, they will come to you just because they can, because the more energy we give to them and the more energy we acknowledge them by us giving that attention, it grows their physical energy on this earth so they can be more present. So every time he does a little knock, 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 and it is male, then he gets more energy from your acknowledgement. And so then he has more power. You know how they used to say, like, don't talk about Bruno?
Yeah.
You know? So like, if you keep looking at that and keep paying attention to it and we keep acknowledging it, then it grows. Next thing you know, we have shit flying off the walls and we have doors wide open and we have, you know, we have all kinds of, we have all kinds of stuffy stuff happening. And then understanding that when we pay attention to it, then that makes it grow. So with that energy, what I would do is I would put some shungite outside of your door. Shungite is a really good deterrent, and then using that sage outside of your space and inside of your space, and then not paying attention to it. Don't give it any attention. The more we talk about it, the more it grows, grows, grows. And I know sometimes you have to talk about things to, you know, to help get people to help us. But understand that when you're in your home, especially, and people come into your home and you talk to them about that, that makes it grow. And then we don't want any poltergeisty things. So we just want to make sure that we aren't giving it energy.
Well, and John asked the question. I feel like I have to kind of just agree with a little bit of maybe a clarification on this. Is that good or bad? And John, forgive me for maybe I'm going to be very careful here. You know, John is a beacon, and John has also been, you know, instrumental. When I talked before about the spirit that we crossed over at the Beatty Mansion in Kansas, John was the one that I said was like the linebacker that we're pushing through. So, I mean, he does do some of that stuff as well. I think that's where, you know, it's confusing to me too, because I mean, I think good spirits come to him, but are you saying that in this particular case that it's maybe not a great spirit, or?
So it feels low level.
Low level?
Yeah, it feels low level. Yeah, when I look into the energy of it, it feels low level. And so we don't want to add to that, you know, so we want to ignore that. And so if it was somebody coming for help, I would be able to feel that. I would feel that right away.
Okay.
Like that's someone coming to you because you can feel them, see them, hear them. You know, they have a message, but that's not what I feel at all. Like, I feel like, knock, 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 knock. Give me more energy. Give me more. Give me more.
Okay. All right. John, does that help at all? I personally appreciate the clarification on that as well. Once again, we're doing one question readings with psychic medium Refined Divine. You can put it into the comments as people are doing so, but you can also call in because we like hearing your friendly voices. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's see here. Where did I lose him? Arthur had a question. He asked, I have spirits who come to me at night. They ask me to find their remains and identify their killers. I can't do it all myself. I need help.
So, Arthur, what I would suggest is that you find yourself a spiritual community. You feel like you're alone. When I look in your energy, it feels like we don't have a lot of people around us. And so what I would suggest for you to do is to find yourself some like-minded beings and really hang with them and be able to express what you're feeling and knowing and seeing and all the things. Because to me, it feels like you're just like, somebody, please help me out here. Somebody, please do something. So what I'm going to offer is that you come to one of my classes for free. Monday at 5 o'clock is my next class. If you'd like to send a message, I can send you the link for you to come to class, because understanding that there's so much more that goes into this than what they're trying to say to you or what I can do for you here on this show.
Okay, that's good. And I will say, because Arthur has sent me a note before, prior, and also he had put stuff in the comments before, I think that is exactly what he's looking for. I hope, and yes, and he responds, yes, please send me a link. So, yes, but yeah. you gotta let her know. You have to reach out to her, though.
Yep. Yeah, you have to send me a message on Refine Divine. Yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. Over at Facebook, Refine Divine. Send her a note, and she will be able to set you up for that. You said Monday class, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Monday at 5 o'clock. Yep.
Awesome. Let's see here. Once again, we're doing one question readings with psychic medium Refine Divine. To do a full reading, go to RefineDivinePsychic.com. You can also, like we just talked about, you can go check out the classes that she offers, as well as the retreat. We've talked a little bit about the availabilities that are coming up. They do fill up, but they are worth it. Please go check them out. Let's see here. Where were we here? There was one other one that I wanted to get to. Jennifer asked the question, what if you feel like or know you had the gift when you were a child, but they're but they're gone now?
So Jennifer, one thing I want everybody to understand is a gift never leaves us. We forget it.
Yeah.
So anything that we are born with always stays with us. Anything that we've ever had can always be brought back. We've just forgotten. Our subconscious starts to take over, and the consciousness of sleepwalking starts to take over the more part of our psychic parts of our brain. So we just don't remember. So what I do in my classes, Jennifer, is teach you how to remember. I don't really teach anybody anything new if you want to know the truth. All I do is uncover what we've forgotten and get you to see what you could remember, all the possibilities of what you came here knowing. Because all little kids, if you look at them, they are the knowing. They know how to be goofy and happy and, like, you know, full of life and talk to Aunt Barb up in the corner and talk to Sheila over there. As long as they aren't told that they aren't there, they'll just, you know, go along their merry little life talking to all the spirits and all the things and having the time of their life. And so it's about understanding that that stuff was just taken away because we, you know, went to school and we had mass consciousness and all the things, and that we just need to remember. So how? Well, my classes is one way. Another way is meditation, dropping into yourself and, you know, getting into the knowing of who you are and kind of sitting with that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do want to kind of point out, this is once again just me talking. It's not, you know, it's not Deb. It's not Deb approved messaging. Let's just put it that way. But I mean, the idea is that, you know, I know it sounds like when we're talking about it and I'm talking about, hey, get a bigger reading, look at getting a bigger reading or saying you should take some classes. It's what we call putting in the work, and putting in the work is very important.
Yeah.
To get to where you want to be. It's not going to be a one question. One question is going to help you kind of see the, you know, that there is a path that may not give exactly what the path is, but you have to be able to put in the work, and that requires doing the classes and doing whatever else. And I know that might sound daunting to some people, but it's very important to do. You're not going to get it solved by asking. And I'm not ragging on Jennifer. Please know that. I just made me think about it, that you got to do the work to be able to get to where you want to be.
I don't have a magic wand, unfortunately.
Right.
No wands over here.
Yeah,
you got to take steps.
That'd be great, though, wouldn't it? That'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
bimini-bobbity-doop. Yeah, no.
Now, we only have one question currently left in the comments, which is appalling, quite frankly. So
everybody must be sleepy.
I don't know. We got a lot of people watching. We actually have a lot of people watching. I can see it. I think everyone's just scared of us or shy tonight. There's no need to be scared of Deb. And there's I'm a nice guy sometimes. I'm all right. So put in your questions. Give us a call, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to do more questions. We're going to talk about some other things. Let's just end the program on some really great questions. This is going to be a lot of fun. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And tomorrow night is one of my favorite nights of the week. Wednesday is a favorite night. Thursday is a favorite night as well. As if you watch us on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken's Facebook page, it's Myth or Mystery at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's going to be Miriam, Harlow, Ryan, and myself. We look at videos. We also take in, the viewers also vote whether or not a video is myth, mystery, or unknown. And tomorrow we're looking at a video apparition pushes family out of home and then caught on camera. And then the other video is going to be late daughter visits mom at her birthday celebration. This is going to be fun to go look at these videos, and it's always a great night. So definitely please check us out. Myth or Mystery, it's at the Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken Facebook page. That is 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, afterwards, we're going to do a replay on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. Our guest is going to be Meg Bartlett. She is a dream interpreter and also a nightmare analyst. And so this was back in December we had this conversation. God, she is so interesting. You got to listen to the episode tomorrow. It's a great episode. Definitely check it out. We, though, are having psychic medium Refined Divine. We're doing one question readings. You know, I was thinking, do you ever see Deb, do you ever see like the Simpsons opening credits where it's like where he's in a nuclear power plant and behind him it says so many days without an accident, and it's like a number that kind of gets removed. I kind of think about that with you swearing. Like, we had one episode without swearing, and now that's back down. You know, one episode without swearing, and now it's zero episodes again.
It wasn't bad, though, right? It wasn't a horrible bad one, right? I don't know.
That's all an interpretation.
You know, I mean, I guess if it's a swear that they don't want to hear, I'm guessing that it doesn't matter what word it is. I think that's kind of where
guessing
I'm
that's
at.
Under interpretation.
Yeah, we'll see how that argument works. Hopefully we don't need to have it. So we're doing one question readings in our last segment here. We got some people adding some stuff in the chat, which I love. Joanne says about Myth or Mystery. Love that show. Thank you very much. It's not my show, which it's amazing that I'm even promoting it. No, I'm just kidding. But it's not my show. Miriam and Harlow, they are they work tirelessly to put that out there. And I think I've seen you in the comments, or maybe it's Dave that I've seen in comments a couple times during the show.
Dave. He's obsessed with Ghost Box. Well, Dave watches it all the time.
As he should be. I've always liked Dave. I've always liked him. I've always said that. So we also have Amanda. Greetings from Japan, she says.
That's awesome. Hi, Amanda.
Please go ahead and put in a question. And thank you, Adam. I mean this seriously. I'm already off on a tangent, and there's stuff we need to get done here. So I do appreciate that very much, Adam, for that note. We got some calls. Let's get to them instead of me just chatting here and trying to be amusing. Let's go and see Anne. And Anne, welcome to Ghost Box Radio. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Deb?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you see Walter around me.
Anne, was this somebody you were married to?
No, but married adjacent.
What does adjacent mean?
Like not together? Is that what you're kind of saying? Like still separate?
No,
I'm
not legally.
Not, oh, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. So spirit doesn't know paper. So a marriage to spirit is two people together in a relationship that is binding. So he was your partner, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Yes, he's very much here. So you miss him greatly, don't you? If I'm feeling like your heart is just grieving sadness at times. It feels like it's really heavy for you. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Walter wants you to know that he is with you, and you feel him most often when you are in bed, ready for sleep. He says that that's when he comes to you most, because you're most open to it. Do you know what we say when we say that you feel him when you're ready to go to sleep?
Yes.
Yeah. So he wants you to understand that that is him every single time, and that it's not just you being crazy, because you want sometimes worry that you are crazy, but you're not at all. You're not at all. So Walter, when he was alive, he was a busybody, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because he shows me always busy with his hands and always doing things nonstop. A very heartfelt man. He really did love. The people that he loved were very close to him. He shows me that that the way that he met you was actually kind of silly. It's something about the way he met you and who he met you through. What is that? Could you share that with me?
No. Not on the radio.
You don't want to share it? Okay, not on the radio. He's trying to out you, Anne.
Why would radio be a barrier? It's not for our guests. Why should it be for you?
Okay, Ann, I'm gonna leave it at that, because we don't want to make you uncomfortable. But he is laughing hysterically. I want you to know that.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Oh my gosh, so much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Thank you, Ann. Why don't we go on? Emily is on the line. Emily, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, you know, same stuff, different day, right? No, I'm okay.
Okay. What question do you have for Deb?
Deb, honey, I am going through it, okay? So, I've been doing a lot of, spiritual changes and things, and the last, I would say, 2 weeks, okay, I am going through the most burnout and exhaustion I have ever felt in my entire life. I don't feel depressed, but I'm exhausted. I have brain fog. I want to know if this is related to some of my spiritual changes, or maybe is it a sign that my spirit guide is trying to reach me or something like that.
Yeah. So, Emily, what I'm hearing is leveling up. So when we get ready to level up, we're going to get rid of all of the bleep stuff that you accumulate inside of your body and you want to get rid of, right? So it's like all of our past relationships will start haunting us a little bit. Like you keep thinking about past stuff, correct?
You know, not so much relationships, but I think it's more like mistakes I've made in my life. And it's like watching a movie. Like
stuff.
It doesn't. Yeah, yeah.
Just past stuff. Yep. And so when we're getting ready to level up, what happens is that past stuff will come back and kind of nag at us because we need to release it. So it's about not really fighting it, but the movie comes in. We want to kind of just look at it and we say, okay, where have I grown here? Where have I evolved from where I was to where I am now? And so the tiring is that spirit is trying to get you to sit down, acknowledge what is happening. Sit with it. Don't eat it away. Don't drink it away. Don't smoke it away. Don't talk it away. Sit with it. because that's that heavy feeling. That's that tired feeling. That's that I just want to lay in this couch and not move feeling. It's for a reason. And people generally miss this cue. It is for you to sit in it and for you to process through this so that you can move forward and level up.
That makes sense. Somebody told me adrenal fatigue, and that actually all plays all into that. So that makes a ton of sense.
Exactly.
And makes me feel better, like I'm not losing my mind.
Every time we... You're not losing your mind at all, Emily, I promise. The level up is coming. It looks like it's about 7 days out. But if you would just sit with this for a good 24 hours, I promise you, if you just call in, and hopefully none of your coworkers are listening, take the day off and sit with yourself and just go through it. Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to be mad. And just let it out of your life and you'll level up.
See, I'm my only employee. I have my own business, so that's awesome because all I feel like doing is crying. So that makes a ton of sense.
I feel you. You got to let it out. You got to let it out. You got to let it out. I promise. Once you do, once you open up that faucet, you're going to feel so much better. I promise.
Oh, my gosh. That's really, really refreshing to hear because I literally thought I was losing my mind.
You're not. Okay. I promise. You're just getting ready to level up.
Good. All right. Thank you, Emily.
Thank
really
you so much.
It. All right. Going to move things around, along a little bit. We only have about 2.5 minutes left, so I want to get one or two more in. I'm going in the order that they have come into me. Teresa asked the question, my mom is currently on life support. Is she still with me?
Okay, Teresa, so when I tap into that, she's in and out of her body. So I'm not sure what you mean by with me, but she's getting ready for the process. And so I feel like she's in and out, in and out, in and out. And that's why you're kind of wondering, like, is she still here? It's because there's a lot of like the in-between happening. Because when somebody's body is ready to be done, right, and we're on life support, our souls will leave. They'll leave and come back, leave and come back, leave and come back. So there's always this like back and forth going and coming.
Okay. Okay, cool. I have one more. Can we try to fit in one more?
Yeah.
Ben asked the question, over multiple spirit box sessions, which I'm hoping he's closing out and grounding himself when he does it. I've had voices come through because I feel like that's what's happening. I'm sorry, I don't mean to jump on you here, but I can already
feel it.
I could feel it already, and it's screaming, Ben, through each time saying my name. It sounds like the same voice each time. Is this a family member that passed on trying to get my attention, or just a random spirit knows my name?
That doesn't feel good.
No.
When I read that and I get back into that energy, that doesn't feel good at all. You have to make sure that you know what you're doing when you're doing it. I wouldn't mess around with that.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. And it's been going on for a while, hasn't it, Ben? Not to publicly call you out. I'm sorry. It's just that it just screamed out as you're doing something that's actually making someone not happy.
You got to be careful with what you're doing. You know, like I always tell everybody, don't go poking around, you know, don't poke at things. Don't mess with things. You know, don't do it just because you can. Don't see what's just there. They don't like that. Like, would you want somebody to come into your house and do that to you? Go poking around at you just to see what you can get you to say? Like that, they own the space that they're in, just like you own the space you're in. And that's how they feel. And they don't want to be agitated. You know, they don't want to be poked around at. So it's important to make sure you know what you're doing when you're doing it. And there's also a reason why you're doing it.
You know, I Deb, I'm feeling something like when I'm thinking about it and I'm seeing it, I feel like there's some like kind of like something with shoulder back that's just kind of making me kind of curve. You know, it's just there's something like physically like oppressive about this to me.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
To be honest, like I am just like, seriously, just stop fucking with that. Just stop. Oh, I mean, don't do that.
Yeah,
just
Ben.
Stop doing that.
Thanks for taking us off the air, Ben.
Yeah, Ben, just... Don't do that.
This is, you know, once again, psychic medium Refined Divine. She is with us every other Wednesday. And so she'll be back, not Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, which is May something. I don't even know. But you can definitely check out everything that she is offering, including full readings, classes, retreats. Go to refineddivinepsychic.com. Deb, I always love it when you're on. Thank you so very much. It's radio. All right. We'll see you all tomorrow. Everyone, take care. Good night.